Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a Roadshow Friday, and we are in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire at Bernie's Beach Bar. Like time running out on road shows. It seems like they're flying by. We only have two left.
They are.
So a week from today, we will be on the North Shore and at the Beauport Hotel in Gloucester. And then we are coming back to you, incredible New Hampshire people, and wrapping up the road show season, the fourth season of road shows at Lake Winnipesaukee on the Dive Bar on July 3rd. So I hope a bunch of you guys will show up for that. We would love to see you out there on the water.
No aqua dumps.
No, not necessary.
By the way, Greg, you should go on the water. Nothing is a better healing quality than salt water.
Salt water, yeah.
Gargle it.
I really should be gargling with salt water, but so as to avoid the dry socket. I'm now, what am I, 3 days in, no dry socket?
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't watch last night your every move. Did you eat? Did you drink?
I ate a little bit of pizza. One bite of steak and cheese.
Okay.
You hit the trifecta last night. Yeah. Dip, food, and alcohol.
I had a little teeny little bit of dip. I just put one upper decker in for like a minute.
Okay. Good buzz?
I don't really get a buzz from dipping anymore. Like, that went away when I was 20, but I got the nicotine.
Yeah.
It's probably just the act of doing it.
Yeah, it's an addiction.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
It's okay.
All right. Anyway, we have leads left here at Bernie's. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I have a basketball lead or a movie lead. Which one you want?
Oh, why don't we ask? Hold on.
How about both? You've done three leads this week.
Yeah, I know. I got yelled at for having three leads. Okay.
Let's do this by democracy. How many people would like a basketball lead from Wiggy? How many of you would like a movie lead from Wiggy? Okay.
All right. Well, that answers it.
Sports.
Right up my alley. Okay. Well, today is the day that I've been waiting for a long time. The release of 28 Years Later, and I don't know if you remember 28 Days Later, the original like zombie movie that had us all like, man, what did we just watch? And the original director from that movie, 28 Days Later, the Danny Boyle guy, is doing 28 Years Later, which is Aaron Taylor Johnson's in it. Ray Fiennes, remember him from Red Dragon?
Yeah.
He played the Hannibal Lecter guy. And then also, if you remember 28 Days Later, that was with Cillian Murphy. He wakes up in the middle of London after he has a bike accident, and he's like, where the hell did everybody go?
Yeah.
And it was one of those movies that when you saw it, it was like, man, this was really good. So today it comes out. I've been waiting for this. I saw 28 Weeks Later with my boy Idris Elba in, but I've been waiting for this. They've been billing it about being like, taking the story to a whole nother level. There's even going to be another one that comes out after this where they kind of tie in to it. So for all you fans of movies, and especially like the zombie movies that I like, 28 Years Later opens today in theaters.
Are you going to go see it in a theater?
Yeah, I do, because there's a theater right by the TD Garden, so I always go to that then.
Okay. So, will Mrs. Wiggins go, or is she not a zombie person?
No, she goes. She just rides with me. She's not like a huge zombie fan. My middle son, him and I, that's where the horror movies buffs. But
if you had to pick one, I'll ask Shime too. And it's strictly, it doesn't matter the platform. So hear me on this.
Uh-huh.
It could be television show. It could be movie. It could be video game. If you had to pick one that is the best zombie-related vehicle of all time, would that be your choice 28 days later?
No, it would probably be...
I have my fingers crossed that we agree.
It would probably be Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, I was going to say from the zombie side of things, and I don't know if you've ever met him personally, John Henry. not a lot of personality. What? Well, that wasn't good, Ken. No, I was going to say Walking Dead.
100%, Greg.
Am I right about it? The best.
You know what's crazy? I've never seen it, and a lot of people talk about it, but they say it's so long.
It is long.
And they got like a million.
There was probably two extra seasons that they didn't need, Sean.
I agree. They needed to trim some of the fat, but at its peak, Greg, you're absolutely right. It was the best.
The best. Okay. The best ever. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
Round of applause for my guy, Wiggs.
I would have gone basketball.
He did not. He did not let his night job interfere with his day job.
No.
Although he was really enjoying the boy bands last night.
What was the best song that they performed?
I don't know any of them.
Liquid Dreams.
No, I liked LFO's Summertime.
Yeah, Summertime Girls.
Yeah, that was like.
Yeah.
I even had I had a couple dance moves with them. I was watching them doing their stuff, and I kind of. You know, from the side, I was trying to stick with them.
I just don't. I wonder, do you think it was actually the guy from LFO that we met, or do you think it was a lookalike?
That the lowest form of lookalike? Why would you be LFO?
But if there's only one band member left, you could probably go around the country and just do like lookalike things.
Yeah.
They're playing tracks. They're singing to tracks anyway. Like, who would know?
Right.
Oh, it wasn't. They weren't live. They were lip-syncing.
No, they were live.
Okay.
They don't play any instruments.
No, but they sing. Yeah. Like, Old Town was good.
Call me old, but I like a band where they play their own instruments. I mean, I probably call me crazy.
Yeah.
That was at Wally's.
All right. Anyway,
you don't touch others' instruments.
We did. Here's my lead this morning. We talked a lot yesterday, and it's Red Sox Giants tonight, 10:15 first pitch, full series. Your first opportunity to face Rafael Devers. We talked a lot yesterday about the comments that David Ortiz made about Rafael Devers, and the response that Pedro Martinez had. I wanted to share what Jonathan Papelbon had to say about Rafael Devers. He spoke to The Game. Is that the station, Chime?
95.7 The Game, yep.
And talked a little bit about some of the issues that he has heard about Rafael Devers. So go ahead and let's hear what Jonathan Papelbon had to say.
Rafael Devers does not do media. He does not talk to the media. He does not make himself available. He does not do team functions. And he had became a cancer in the clubhouse.
You think Rafi was a bad teammate?
I do. He wasn't willing to conform to what the Red Sox needed. And when you're the highest paid player and your company or your team needs something, I think it's up to that person that they have to do what's best for the team. Am I in that clubhouse? No, I'm not. Do I hear little riffs and stuff about what's going on? Yeah, here and there. But I do know for 110% fact that John Henry was not happy with Rafael Devers.
Wow. So there you have. It's interesting, the guys who are stepping up to comment on this.
Right.
He is, I'll beat you to the punch, he's on the payroll.
He is, yep.
He's on the Red Sox payroll. So, but I don't know.
I don't disagree with anything he said. I mean, outside of the cancer thing, which I don't like, I would say, yep, he didn't conform.
He didn't do team stuff. He didn't go to charity.
He was a problem.
But who cares about that? Because he's a great hitter.
Right.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're trying to make a boy, if you want to make a get a Boy Scouts in, fine. You'll win 40 games. And he was winning that Sunday. That cancer won you the game with the insurance run home run. How many games did Devers win over the last couple weeks when the team was scuffling and he was the only guy hitting? I just, I don't think he's a great teammate, but I don't think that you get him. You're not better by getting rid of him.
No, and I agree with you, Curtis, but I think what it does is that it allows fans that were already disappointed with Devers for not wanting to play first base or not wanting to, you know, help out the team. It then gives you, because when Pap says it, a guy that, you know, is a little bit plugged in of Big Poppy, and you're like, all right, maybe there are things that you start to – it gives, like, fans the way to say, okay – I can see why the Red Sox ultimately traded him or got rid of him, because not a cancer in the locker room. I don't want to, because people get upset when you use that word, but an influence in the locker room when it comes to maybe dividing it or whispering in the ears of some younger players.
And you think he was.
Like, yeah, I mean, based off of what we're starting to hear and what's starting to come out, I definitely think he was influential when it comes to them. And Breslow said it. We want to have a specific culture for the team and younger guys, and he wasn't buying in, and he probably was saying to Christian Campbell, hey, don't believe what they tell you.
So then why did Alex Cora love him so much?
Right.
If he's dividing that clubhouse, isn't that a headache for Alex Cora?
Right. No, but I think Alex Cora loves him because Alex Cora has kind of seen him grow up and seen him from the beginning. Because my thing is, why isn't not one of his teammates has said anything – like, they ain't said anything bad about him, but there's no, like, anything has been good. Like, we're going to miss him. I can't believe that, you know, this guy was such a great guy. Like, nobody's went to social media.
Yeah.
Like, not one teammate.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. We are going to, during the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to play Hill Notes back. So you can leave one of those voice note on any topic at any time on the Odyssey app. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It. But also before that, I was just alerted that there is yet another great former New England Patriot here. Not just Wiggy, but Tully Bantha Kane is here somewhere also. There's Tully. So we'll get Tully on the show in a little bit.
And a quick life jack. If you see Tully go to the bathroom, wait. Then go in, you might get a Super Bowl ring.
So Tully Bantha Kane coming up right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. And quickly, a little shout out. My college roommate is here with her mom and her husband and her new baby, Ada Jane. So they just showed up, the originator of the MDB.
Okay.
And her husband, Jack, great stand-up comedian. He's at the Hideout Comedy Club tonight if you want to go see good stand-up.
Excellent.
All right.
I'm guessing, as often happens when it comes to marriage, no NDBs going on over there.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. They're keeping
They're both busy.
Had a love for Weba.
He's a comedian.
Yes.
Let's get a guest lead. Tell us about your sex life.
The Red Sox are in San Francisco now to take on Rafi Devers. 10:15 first pitch with Hunter Dobbins getting the start tonight. Lou Maloney joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 9:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Pacers force a game 7. 108-91 was the final in Indiana last night for game 6. Obi was the only player on the Pacers to reach 20 points, so everyone contributed in this one. So the grand finale is Sunday in OKC at 8 p.m. That'll be after the Panthers have their Stanley Cup parade. Last night, Brad Marchand and the boys celebrated with Lord Stanley at 11 Nightclub in Miami. Looked like a very, very good time. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. Subaru of NewEngland.com. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with symmetrical all-wheel drive to take any summer adventure on or off the road. Subaru of NewEngland.com. That is what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are back in the sunshine at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Bernie's Beach Bar. A Roadshow Friday. Please welcome a two-time Super Bowl winner and a legendary New England Patriot, Tully Bantakane, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Tully, great to see you. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Great to be seen.
You are, by the way, very popular up here. We hung out for a little bit last night, me, you, and Wiggs. And the fans, they never forget. Is that a New England thing?
Oh, yeah. There's no memory loss out here.
Yeah, it is. It's unique. When people say, that player is not going to make it there because the fans in Boston, like, do you buy into that, or do you think it actually helps when it comes to a player's performance?
I think it helps. I think if you come in thinking that you're just Mr. All World and the fans are just going to embrace you off the bat, it kind of leads a bad precedent. So to have a little mud on your face coming in and a little thumb on your forehead, I think is good for any player.
What do you think? How do you think these guys look this season?
I think they look great. I mean, coming off of last year, they had a pretty good core group step up, but they had some big holes, and I think they filled them with the draft. So with Vrabel back at the helm, I feel good.
Guy you played with. And what do you make of Bill and what is currently going on with him? Is it somewhat shocking to you?
Oh, shocking?
Yes.
No, he's
a completely different person.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens, you know. After 30, 40 years of looking at men the same man every day. And, you know, you get a little.
You turn 70 and you're a different guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, brighter horizons.
Right.
Especially when your girl's 24.
Does every Patriots player, former Patriots player, dread that question now? Like, as soon as you hear the words Bill Belichick, are you worried that they're going to ask about the 24-year-old girlfriend?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, it's synonymous. Yeah, she puts the chick in belly. You know what I mean?
I haven't heard that one yet.
That is a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That is.
Tully, what's the best line anonymously one of your ex-teammates has had about her on your text? I'm sure you guys text about this. You watched. Where were you when you saw this Sunday morning CBS interview where he had that sweatshirt on with the holes in it?
I think I was in the shower.
I think he needed to go in one.
But what do you think he ends up doing win-wise down there? Like, do you think he's successful? Do you think he stays there for an extended period of time? You think he's done?
I mean, he's got a lot to work with, obviously. But he's a winner. So I don't think that it's going to be a challenge too big for him. It's going to probably take a year or two to get the recruits in that he wants. But he's got some great assistant coaches. He's got guys coming to visit and hyping the young guys up. Drake May doesn't hurt being an alum. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think he might need a year or two, but we'll see what happens with the side chick or the village chick.
That is crazy.
Is
the chick on his side? Sorry.
Yeah.
You brought up recruits. Are you feeling like NIL? I'll separate them like NIL and portal. Is that a good thing for college football? You played at UC Berkeley. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for college football?
It's still yet to be determined, but so far it feels like a bad thing. I wish it was around when I played.
Yeah,
I'll
Wiggy
say that completely, much. Completely.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he just said, though?
Yeah.
I wish it was around when I played. Yeah.
That's what you base your whole entire opinion on.
Yeah.
That's not what it's. I mean, if it's a bad thing for the sport, it's a bad thing for college football.
But I feel like it's a good thing for these kids because, I mean, what's the chances that, you know, these kids, you know, making it to the NFL or making it to the NBA? So if you can make a decent amount of money in college and be able to use that to start your career and whatever that is, why not? I mean, coaches make. Belichick's making $10 million down at North Carolina.
But what do you mean by a decent amount of money for a college player?
Well, I mean, let's say I'm not talking about the top of the top, right? Those guys are making $5, $6 million. I'm talking about a guy who goes in there and let's say he plays a couple years and he's able to bank, you know, $300,000-$400,000.
Yeah, I mean, if they can do that, that does drive a hard argument. But it's the guys that aren't making that. And how do they get to that point and then –
got to put it out.
I was a disgruntled 18, 19, 20-year-old going into college. So the minute I wasn't getting what I wanted out.
Right, right.
So I understand that these kids, if they're not getting the starter right away, who else is out there? Who can pick me up?
But if you have a player that's making millions of dollars and they're 18 years old, doesn't that hurt their work ethic? I mean, you hope that they're going to have it regardless, but isn't this going to change the complete landscape of guys that are putting their blood, sweat, and tears into the sport that they love, and they stay with the school because they love the school and the pageantry, and then they're going to work so hard once they get to the NFL? You're banking $10 million while you're in college? Like, that's going to change the entire thing.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, college is becoming a win now, just like NFL is. And so, I mean, teams and organizations, they don't have time to really groom people through the system. It's we need to win now. And that's why you're seeing these big NIL deals and this big, you know, pay me now kind of money. But I do think over time it's going to unravel a little bit with some of these other players.
And Tully will tell you, like, just like I seen it, guys are getting $50 million, we're getting $60 million in the NFL and weren't putting the work in. So,
and I know there are families, a lot of the families need the money pretty quickly to help, you know, get out of wherever they are coming from. But what if there was a plan where you could kind of do both, where you do like a 401k style that's not until you're 65, but like the money goes to you, it's guaranteed to you, it's in some investment for that they have like a collective investment. Who the hell knows? I'm not a financial guy at all. But like, what if there was a way to pay, but it's not like $5 million bucks, you show up at college and you buy a Ferrari and drive around. You know what I mean? Like,
or you don't get it till you graduate.
Right. Yeah, something like that. Or you complete your 3 years or whatever you say you're going to do.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly. My mother would have been like, what? They're not giving us our money now? Uh-uh, you ain't going to that college. We got bills to pay around here.
I know, I just said that. If there's things you need, yeah. Obviously, but if it's, you know, $5 million and you keep $2 million of it for later in life, I think it'd probably be better than when you were spending.
No, I get what you're saying. I think they, like, if you look at Allen Iverson, Reebok did something like that with him where they put, like, you know, like, as soon as he hit 50, he got, like, a $50 million check for it.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
They could do it like Shohei, $2 million a year and then all the money at the end.
Like, that's a good idea. I would be all for that. But you know how it is, Curtis. There's so many greedy people out here. Yeah. They're like, yeah, don't put – we want all our money so we can get the interest off of it.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know if you can give a college kid $2 million just in any universe.
Yeah.
It doesn't spell well.
Right.
Yeah. No. He needs a good support system around
him. Absolutely.
If he has a good support system, you can get away.
Think about
it.
The leeches, though, that you could do this. You went to Georgia. Like, the people that would be around there. Oh, I got a great plan for you. Even great players in the NFL get duped by these people that end up stealing all their money or people saying they're doing their business handling, whatever. Like, think of that when you're 19.
Right. That's why it's all about the support system, Curtis.
And, yeah.
You know, like Arch Manning, you know, he has a great support system and he has – you know, two uncles that have been there, a grandfather that has been there. Like, if you don't have that around you and you don't know about money, which a lot of these kids don't, you know, coming from whatever environment they come from, whether it's, you know, a country kid or a kid in the city. And it's just, it's all about, you're right, Chris, it's about that support system.
Yep.
Were you surprised that it didn't work out better for Jerod Mayo?
Yeah, I think they kind of, they didn't give him enough time. I think 1 year, one and done is kind of, I don't know.
Dirty. Say it. Yeah. They did him dirty.
They did him dirty. I mean, especially knowing the draft that he had, and like he had that draft pick, the high top five pick, and doesn't even get to use it. Doesn't even like he worked for that top pick. ironically, but I think it's it's kind of tough to see a guy who, you know, was under Bill for so long get 1 year and get shot out of there.
Yeah. So win total, Shine 8.5 currently still.
That is correct.
You're over under that.
Who do they start the game? Who's their opener against?
Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders.
All right, that's a confidence builder right there. Yeah. I'm all about getting that confidence build in early. I think they can win definitely 8 games this year.
Okay.
Eight and a half. We'll see.
Okay. And will you be there when it comes to Tom Brady statue night at Gillette? And what do you think the image should be?
Wow. I won't be there personally. I have a beach football event that day. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd be there. I just hope it doesn't look like what they did to Dwayne Wade down there.
Everybody says the same thing.
If he comes out looking like Jim Carrey or something like that.
What do you want, Curtis, currently, as far as the image you want?
Oh, I want it nude, but...
yes.
And accurate.
Right, please. Yeah. Well, I can actually...
Anatomically correct?
I have it by memory. I think the scene on the stage after the greatest game of all time, the comeback 28-3
Super
Bowl.
The head on the hat.
No, where he's asked Terry Bradshaw's here, and he's like, I want to say thanks to the fans of New England who's been with us all year, and we're bringing this sucker home, and he like has the Lombardi outstretched. So you would have Tom Brady like that. The best, his defining moment, the greatest, that game gave him 5, gave him more than Montana, that comeback, that year he was suspended the first 4 games. I feel like all of that is what he should be doing.
We're bringing this sucker home!
Wiggy said to me yesterday he wants throwing motion, and then he wants a smaller adjunct statue, Wiggy Snowball catching at the end.
Well deserved.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they do that? Generally, when it's a statue for one guy, do they include somebody else? I mean, it's not that common, but I like it. I mean, I like it.
I mean, we might not know who Tom Brady is if it wasn't for my 10 catches.
Let's go.
Right.
Let's go. Let's talk about it.
They could make Wiggy's part like rolling, so they could roll it in for some games, roll it out for others.
Play action fake. Brady looks, throws in the end zone. Touchdown to Jerome Wiggins.
All right. You brought up you brought up beach football, and you guys started a beach football league. Is this your second year?
This is our second year in Hampton.
Okay. And you're looking for people to hardos who still have it to come out and play, right?
Yeah, it's an open tryout. Anyone above 18 can come try out. We had a 65-year-old last year came out there. Had a bunch of knee braces and ankle braces and arm braces, but he did it. You know?
He did it, yeah. So how does it work? You show up here. What's the date?
So it's the weekend, July 18th through the 20th, okay. Right in front of Bernie's Beach, right on the beach right there.
Yeah.
And the tryouts will be on the 19th, and then we'll have exhibition and tournaments on the 19th and 20th.
Okay, and you have a bunch of former Patriots guys who come out and play with everybody?
We got former guys coming out. Dexter McCluster came out last year, Ole Miss Hall of Fame, Kansas City Chiefs leading punt returner all time, and he put on a show last year, and he's coming out again this year.
Oh, wow.
Same thing. I think we might see Wiggy in the red zone this year.
No. Extreme, I will stand there and watch.
Extreme Achilles risk at your age, please.
No, I will. No, I will stand on the sidelines and watch.
Yeah, you don't want Aaron Rodgers.
No, I do not want
no Aaron Rodgers.
Wiggy will be doing the play-by-play that nobody asked for.
That's it. I'll do the pre- and post-game interviews. I am not running. I was watching it. The highlights, and it's like full-on contact tackle football. Yeah. And no, I am not getting hit. I'm not getting hit.
As it should be. The NFL used to be that. So how do guys get in it if they want to get in it?
So you register on beachfootballleague.com. Once again, I'll say beachfootballleague.com. You can register right now. It's free open sign-up until July 1st. You can go to BFL USA on Instagram to follow us. But like I said, it's open tryouts. We'll have Sun Cruiser and Smutty Nose. We'll have a nice beer garden down there for everybody. We're doing a party up here at Bernie's. I believe Ty Law's coming through, like Ty Law's coming here.
Well, Ty Law's coming through here, and he's not here yet, so I don't know.
So you never know, but allegedly the law's coming.
Awesome.
And we got some other guys, Patrick Chung. Myself, Jamie Collins is coming out, Jarvis Green.
I'm trying
to bring the band out.
Right, and by the way, Ty Law, huge disrespect from ESPN. I was listening to Jones and Keefe yesterday, as I do every day. I love the grab bag. It always makes me laugh. But
grab bag.
they had a bizarre caller about a woman being aroused by Keefe, if you want to go check that out. Very strange.
Oh, really?
It was wild. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. But
did we verify that it was an actual call? Or, I mean, Rich may have set that up.
Yeah. May have been AI.
It could have been an AI bot.
But they had the all-quarter-century team on ESPN. So the last 25 years of the NFL, they put a roster together as you would build a team. Three quarterbacks, running backs, all that. Ty Law, not a cornerback.
Really?
Wow.
Hall of Famer Ty Law, who won three Super Bowls as a shutdown corner on Marvin Harrison and those Colts teams. They changed the rules because of Ty Law.
Who do they have? Gilmore?
No Gilmore.
Wow.
It's I'll give you the full, like, Revis.
Yeah.
I'll get the full list. But Ty Law, I would like to get his thoughts on
that. I
believe
it's Revis and Champ Bailey, Curtis.
Oh, Champ Bailey.
Georgia, right?
Yeah. Champ was good.
Who do they have for linebackers?
Tully Bantakane and Mike Vrabel.
And Mike Vrabel. And Larry Izzo.
Yes.
If you need somebody special teams-wise.
And Lonnie Paxton got screwed. They had a long snapper, and he wasn't it. Who's a more famous long snapper than Lonnie Paxton?
100%. All right, Tully Bantakane, you are. Oh, are you able to choose? You won two Super Bowls, spent a considerable amount of time here. Are you able to choose a favorite moment in all of your time here as a New England Patriot?
My favorite moment.
Or after. Like, your favorite Patriot-related moment.
Yeah, there's so many good ones. Let's see. There's I Lost My Ring. That wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
There's Janet Jackson. We all know about that.
Yeah. Right.
I would just say the confetti dropping on my face.
Yeah.
You know.
First time?
Yeah. The first one in Houston.
Yeah.
But the second one against the Philadelphia Eagles in Jacksonville, that one was special because my little brother was in the bathroom before the game wearing my Patriots jersey, and one of the Eagles fans next to him at the urinal wiped his hands off on his
– What?
A 10-year-old boy. So
– Are you serious?
It's Philly fans,
what
man.
A bunch of
Philly
savages they are.
Right. Trash.
I hate Philadelphia.
We need to just get rid of it. It's an awful place.
So wait. wiped his hands on the jersey.
Of a 10-year-old?
On a 10-year-old boy.
When he's at a urinal.
Yes. Jesus.
And then you guys went out.
And then we went out and urinated on their jersey.
Hey, man.
All right. Tully Vanacane. A lot of stories about you in bathrooms. Like you leave your leave your Super Bowl ring in one and then that. Yeah, but good. All right. We'll see you up here. Maybe we'll come up and do a show around that, what'd you say, July 18th?
July 18th. You guys like to see him on the beach? July 18th?
All right. Maybe we'll come back. Another road show. Tough to beat the amount of people who are here this morning.
Ken sweating.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Excellent. That is Tully Vanacane, and let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you every day by Catch's Law, and they are honoring those who truly built this city, whether they built it or they drove things there to be built, or they were iron workers, masons, those who care for others and in their care for others built this city. Please nominate somebody that you think deserves to be honored when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, what do you want to start with this morning?
Greg, I think we begin with Shyam Charania joined Pat McAfee yesterday and talked about the some offers that the Celtics might be getting for certain players and kind of what to expect from their offseason. Here was Shams yesterday.
I'm sure teams are throwing crazy offers for guys like Jaylen Brown and Derek White, but it'll take a pretty insurmountable package to get those guys out of Boston. I will say this. How the Celtics are operating in this space right now is that they're looking at next year as a retooling year.
What?
But that doesn't mean...
Just because the organization looks at it like that doesn't mean the players and the guys in that locker room look at it like that.
I agree completely.
That doesn't mean you don't want to stay competitive. That doesn't mean you don't want to continue. But listen, realistically, without Jason Tatum, it's going to be tough.
Huh. So he's Shams is locked in insider wise. And so he's hearing that their intent is going to be rebuild.
Correct.
So
in order to rebuild, you have to take it apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, like when he says that their teams are offering a haul, you still have to try to save money. Like you can't just do. You know,
well, you have to get the contracts to match. So,
right.
But
so it's, you know, if you're gonna part, it's gonna drive Courtney,
bless you,
to drive her to drink if they get rid of Jaylen Brown. But that may be your best option.
But it's not like it blows my mind that anybody could look at this past season, the season before, how they won their championship, and think that getting rid of Jaylen Brown is a good idea. Like. Drew Holiday hasn't...
Well, how did it go without Jason Tatum when it came to Jaylen Brown?
It didn't go well, but he also had a torn meniscus. He got surgery on it right after. So yeah. Jaylen Brown was playing injured the entire time. So I don't want to hear the people that say, oh, Jaylen didn't show up when Jason wasn't there. Well, Jason was hurt, and then so was Jaylen. And I'm not blaming injuries on the reason they didn't win. They didn't win because they didn't show up when they needed to. But Jaylen Brown is one of your best players. In my mind, he is the alpha of this team. Getting rid of Jaylen Brown is an absolute crapshoot that you're going to get something in return that's going to make that big of an impact on the court.
And to Courtney's credit, Jaylen Brown almost had a triple-double the first game without Jason Tatum. So,
right.
Like, he only played two games without Tatum.
Yeah. Wasn't Halliburton who had the triple-single the other night? But
actually, that's what Shime ordered at Chick-fil-A secretly before training post.
Extra Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay, I just think this is the new owner is entering, I think, somewhat overconfidently if this is his plan. In a way, I kind of respect it. Like, your first real job as the owner is telling the team that they have to get rid of their second best player and your best player next year because Tatum's out for the whole year. Shams doesn't do this without knowing stuff. He is the most plugged-in guy, and he's been at the tip of the spear since the beginning.
Right.
When they were talking about this after Wick came on to the show at Wachusett. Like, they're trading Jaylen Brown. They're trying to trade Jaylen Brown. Everybody that said we were crazy, That is what they are in the process of doing.
What do you do then, Courtney? Because I always want to know.
Get
like,
rid of Drew because that hasn't
panned
out.
Like, we know Drew and Porzingis like that. You're not really getting much for that.
How much are you getting back for that? What are their salaries?
Yeah, but Rich was telling me, Rich Keefe and Jones was telling me, the salary thing is when you move out that money.
You have to bring it back in.
No, you don't have to bring the whole thing back in. You only have to bring in like 20 or 30%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's something that, you know, Rich Keefe and Jones, you don't have to go full salary, Diz. You only have to bring in like 20, 30% of it. So there are ways that obviously you save money in that way. But my question is, what do you do with this team? We already know Porzingis and Holiday.
Do you think, I know this question is going to drive you crazy, but just in the pure basketball sense of it, I know everybody likes each other and everybody, whatever. Do you think that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown play well together?
Yeah, they won a championship a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that they figured it out. For a bit, they look like oil and water out there for a few seasons. But last year, they figured it out. This year, during the regular season, they looked pretty damn good together out there on the court.
Yeah, I think if Tatum's healthy, they're not talking about trading Jaylen Brown.
But they've been talking about trading Jaylen Brown for the last 4 years.
Right.
Like, that's been...
Because what's this year? What happened? You lost to a inferior team.
Yes.
Right.
And with your two superstars.
Who were both hurt.
No. Tatum... He blew his Achilles out in, what was that, game five?
Yes, but he got hurt in the beginning of the playoffs as well.
Who, Tatum?
Yes. Do you not remember Joe Mazzulla like get up?
Yeah, his wrist. But he was only out one game.
Yeah.
And then
I'm just saying that there were injuries here and there that plagued them.
No, but we
beginning.
Can't blame injuries.
I'm not. Because
when I said the injuries about Tatum rolling his ankle in game seven against Miami a couple years ago, they didn't care about that. The thing that I look at, you lost to an inferior team. The wrist wasn't an issue for Tatum when you looked at the playoff run this year, right? Don't give me I know he was dealing with some knee stuff, but there were games when he was out there and Jaylen Brown scored, what, 30?
Yeah, so he was able to play through it.
They were down 3-1 with their two best players on the court to an inferior team.
In a series, they were bigger favorites than the Patriots were in Super Bowl 42 over the Giants. And like, they were 10-1 favorites.
And if they don't win, Courtney, and they lose this series, Greg, aren't we sitting here going, we need to figure out what's going on with this team and build a new team?
Yeah. Well, also, if you are somebody...
I would just change the coach. That would be what I would do.
Well, yeah, you could do that, right?
Well,
but I
see Ime now the second highest paid coach in the NBA. Why can't we get guys like that?
They just extended Ime. They're actually extending some NBA coaches, but no extension for Joe Mazzulla yet.
Did you see he's speaking with Tim Tebow at some Christian event?
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
Very odd.
Probably needs some money.
Yeah, right.
Inflation. Don't you think that they would – isn't it weird going into a contract year – that he hasn't been extended yet?
He's going into contract year?
Yes, I think so. Shime, am I correct about that?
Joe Mazzulla going into a contract year?
Yes.
Will double check.
Is Ken going into it? No, not Ken.
Is it because of the change in ownership that they're waiting to see how that maybe plays out if Joe and owner get along?
Maybe.
But they better not. They better lock him up because, boy, if Mazzulla's on the free agent market, he's going to have his choice of jobs.
Yeah, because it says like a 3-year contract, and I don't know what.
Greg would be correct. The final year of his contract, it looks like, is 25-26.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a really bad idea. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Either extend him or fire him.
Yeah. All right. We should take a break and then get to the rest of They Said It coming up next. We are at Bernie's Beach Bar in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. You guys are unbelievable. Here at the crack of dawn and ready to go. Bar is open here. We're awaiting Ty Law, who will join us soon. And then we're going to wrap the week up sports-wise with Acrobatic during the 8 o'clock hour. And Hill Notes coming up at 9. Road shows brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. And by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix. We will be right back with the rest of They Said It.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on the beach in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire at Bernie's and Roadshow number 6. Only 2 road shows left. Next week, we are going to the North Shore for the first time, and we will see you next Thursday night at My Place by the Sea, which is in Rockport. And Mike Milbury's sister owns that place. Can't wait to get there. And then on Friday morning, we will be in Gloucester at the Beauport Hotel. No word on Shime and the Greasy Pole. But if it were to be anything like the pack battle last night, he would arrive unprepared.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, did not show up with a pack last night. He's blaming the economy. Is that what you blamed earlier?
No, I blame the scalpers, the old guys that are stealing all the cards.
I see.
I have a question. Go ahead.
Where do they do that? Are they waiting outside Tar J?
Yes, well, they're waiting for targets to open.
They have to be outside of school zones.
Oh. They don't have jobs, Greg. That's the difference.
Greg, what would happen
in a pack battle?
No, I'm trying to get as far away from that as possible.
Sometimes they get violent.
I mean, we have
sometimes
the greatest.
We pull the best card in the collection.
All right,
we have the greatest cornerback in the history of the Patriots 5 feet away. Let's not ruin it by talking about Pokemon. What would happen if Shime just showed up at the Greasy Pole and walked out on it? Like, is there security?
If he has balls, that's what he will do.
Yeah. Right?
I think there's a list.
Yeah, but
in the waiting list, like 2 years long.
Yeah. If you go out in the morning, you have to swim out to it.
Right.
But it seems like you could just climb up.
You're saying go rogue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Yes. There you go, Curtis. I like that one.
Like, so it's like those bandits who run the marathon course before the actual runners.
Right. Yeah. Rosie Shime.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm down with that, Shime. Next week. But anyway, we got a roadshow for you next week. We will be on the North Shore. Cannot wait to see you. And then we wrap it up on July 3rd at the Dive on Lake Winnipesaukee. And just a heads up, you can win your way in on the Dive, VIP style. You have to go to the contest page at WEEI.com, and we're going to pick 30, 40 of you. You bring a guest. We will shuttle you out there boat-wise bright and early in Smalls Cove on Winnipesaukee. And we are, I'm hoping that if you're listening and you're up there, you bring the boat out bright and early, bring the jet ski out. We cannot wait to wrap up the roadshow season on Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd, night before we will be at the Nazwa, which is unbelievable, on the Lake Beach Resort up there, and can't wait for that as well. And Curtis mentioned it, but Ty Law is here. Ty Law in the house. And so Ty will join us coming up. We have a couple things left, they said it wise, which we should get to, Shime. Well, what do you want to get to next?
Yeah, so next, Wiggy the other day talked about Connor McDavid, and we watched him lose in the Stanley Cup final. Well, Connor McDavid spoke to the media a couple days now after the loss and talked about his future, and it seems a little ominous about his future with the Edmonton Oilers.
When you say Wiggy, that was my lead.
Yeah, that was
it. My apologies, Greg. That's my bad job by me.
Disrespectful.
Bad job. Nope. Huh? Bad job by me.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, Greg, great lead. My apologies. You talked about Connor McDavid and the possibility of him playing in the United States. Correct.
Trying to get my sports cred when I deserve sports cred.
You're right.
But go ahead.
Again,
right,
bad job by me. This is Connor McDavid.
As you said, yeah, it's only been a couple of days since the season ended. Take some time to regroup. Talk to my agent a little bit and family and all that and make some decisions whenever that time comes. But there's no rush on anything like that.
Well, dude can command absolute haul cash-wise.
Yep.
Unlike the NBA, Curtis, the NHL probably cannot fix this, but it would be huge for the game if he played in the United States of America.
Awesome. I have no idea what the Bruins, what their prospects are, or what the future holds. But if you got Connor McDavid in Boston,
well, Wiggy said he wants him to be playing for an original six.
Yeah, and he'll be a free agent after next year.
Yes, yeah.
So he'll be able to go wherever he wants. So you won't need a haul to try to trade for the guy.
So will Edmonton try?
No,
and deal
I mean
him?
His deal. He's going to make an absolute fortune.
Oh yes, he's.
I'm talking about
because Leon Draisaitl is the highest paid right now, and he's at $14 million. And they're obviously teammates, and you get to see both of them play. And
he's a $20 million guy, don't you think, Shine?
I mean, he has to be up over 15, without a doubt. Like, he is going to set the record for the highest contract, and it's not even going to be close.
How wild is it that Lucas Giolito makes more money than Connor McDavid?
Oh, yeah. And probably Liam Hendricks.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
When it's baseball.
But that would be great. The NHL absolutely has got to get him out of
And it sounds market. Like he wants it, too, right? Because think about Connor McDavid. I mean, think about sports and the superstars of the sports.
I want Greg to think more about sports.
The LeBron James, right? Yeah. The Patrick Mahomes. Like these big
Shohei.
These guys play in markets.
Aaron Judge in New York.
Where they can really capitalize off of the NIL, like, you know, what you would say.
Their name.
Yeah,
their name.
Connor McDavid's got to be sitting here going,
everything I can out of Tim Hortons. I would like to be in America.
We're on to Dunkin' Donuts.
I would like to be.
Trump's like, hold on, Connor, before you come in.
All right. I had a thought there, but I lost it.
Old age.
No, it's not old age. It's a tooth. Okay, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, at the U.S. Open last week, Rory McIlroy did some damage on the course, and then Wyndham Clark did some damage in the locker room. He has now issued an apology. Here is Wyndham Clark's apology after damaging the Oakmont locker rooms at the U.S. Open.
They issued a ban to him, correct?
So Oakmont, I don't know that Oakmont? That was official. I know that the Oakmont members were very unhappy with Wyndham, and they were considering a ban.
Is there any bigger golf name than Wyndham?
No.
Like,
no.
If your name is Wyndham, you have to have a sweater cape, and you have to play golf.
Yeah. Well, there's who is that? Was it Charles Hodges the third? Who's that a couple years ago, Shime? Who am I thinking of?
Davis Love the third?
No. That's a long, long, long time ago. But yes, okay, anyway, let's hear what Wyndham had to say.
The braid again.
Yeah, I mean, You know, I've had a lot of highs and lows in my career, especially this year, some lows. And, you know, I made a mistake that I deeply regret. And I'm very sorry for what happened. But I'd also like to move on, not only for myself, but for Oakmont, for the USGA, and kind of focus on the rest of this year and things that come up. I still want to try to make the Ryder Cup team. I still am on the outside looking in for the FedEx Cup. And I, you know, so I'm starting to move on and focus on those things.
Well, a mistake, like you trashed several members' lockers.
Yeah.
Like beat them in.
If that was
like
a normal person, there would probably be bigger repercussions.
Yes,
repercussions
I would think so.
For that.
Yes, yeah. Yes, there would.
What did he, like take a club to the locker? Like, how did he make
like
that
it, yeah.
damage?
Either that or he kicked it, is my guess.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that Rory, the way he operates, when he was asked about throwing his club at the bag, he immediately threw Wyndham Clark under the bus
right.
5 seconds later.
Well, and Scheib can't be critical. He chucked a club right at me yeah. at Granite
true.
Links.
That's yeah, but I didn't destroy
footage.
A Granite Links locker.
But honestly, the way Rory caught that club off the bag when he threw it was pretty extraordinary, Sean.
Yeah, it was impressive. I got to give him credit. Credit where credit is due. That was impressive reaction time.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for They Said It. Coming up, if you'd like, we could get the law up here.
Yeah.
All right. Ty Law will join us momentarily. We are at Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach, Roadshow number 6. We'll be right back on a Roadshow Friday at WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.